So thank you all for coming again to our second communal shiur, our second communal shiur on the topics of tefillah. Last week we discussed the daily mitzvah of tefillah, perhaps according to the Rambam, based on the mitzvah on the pasuk of Va'avanatem as Hashem Elokeichem u'lo'avta b'chol levavchem. And I figured that we're all thinking about krav, about battles, we're thinking about hakrava, we're thinking about sacrifices. We just read the parasha of the Akedah. And what better week is there to talk about the connection between karbanos, which is something that's I think it's on all of our minds now, and tefillah, and hopefully the discourse of our learning should be that the whole sugya of karbanos and krav and that unfortunately the real aspect of this sugya should become more theoretical, should become more tefillah based. We should be able to be makriv ourselves in tefillah, as we're going to say. As we're going to discuss, and not have to have karbanot on the battlefield. So where does the sugya start? Why in the world is there a connection at all between tefillah and karbanos? And I should have started with the psukim, but it really starts with the psukim. We saw last week, Va'avadatem u'la'avdo, the Rambam says is about tefillah, and all throughout Tanakh, that language, the verb la'avod es Hashem, is used specifically in reference to karbanos. By, let's say, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, when you leave Mitzrayim, ta'avdun et elokim al harazeh, Rashi is two pirushim, but one pirush in Rashi, which is the pirush of the Pashtanim all take, is that you will offer karbanos on Har Sinai, al harazeh, when you leave Mitzrayim. The term avodah is almost always used in Chumash in reference to karbanos. And Chazal took this term, Va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, and they also used it, according to the Rambam at least, in terms of tefillah. And our question today is going to be, what is the relationship between these two things? What does this teach us about karbanos? What does it teach us about tefillah? And what ideas about tefillah can we take away from there? So the starting point is really the sugya and brachos, daf chavav. This is the first place in the gemaras about, in the prakim about tefillah, where the connection comes up. And it's not about tefillah on a d'oraisa level that we discussed last week. It's about tefillah on a d'rabanan level. We saw that according to the Rambam, there's a daily mitzvah daven. Once a day, you say one sentence, you're done. According to the Magen Avraham, you just say one bakasha and you're done. But we have this whole system of shacharis mincha maariv at specific times. So where does that come from? So you also have the Gemara. The Gemara is machlokas tefillos avos tiknum. Maybe the avos were matakin these tefillos. And Rabbi Shimon Levi says no, tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum. That the tefillos were instituted corresponding to the carbon tamids. Just to note, if the avos were matakin them, so the avos were matakin them, if their tefillos connected to me them tiknum, who were the ones that were matakin these tefillos? Who set it up?
Avos.
So according to the second opinion in the Gemara, connected to me them tiknum. It sounds like Chazal. Rashi says, I didn't give you the Rashi, but Rashi in the back. Rashi says the Chachamim. The Chachamim were matakin the tefillos connected the carbonos. And the Gemara has Brisos trying to prove each one, has Psukim supporting the fact that the Avos Daven, Psukim supporting the fact that our tefillos are connected to Karbanos. And after you go through the entire Gemara, the Gemara seems to have a foolproof proof, indication, that tefillos are modeled after Karbanos. Why? Because we know that the concept of Zmanei Tefillah, and the Gemara says that Zmanei Tefillah are modeled after the Zmanim of the Karban Talmud. So if you look at the end of the Gemara says on page three, the fact that the Zmanei Tefillah, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv follow the Zmanim of the Karbanos, doesn't that indicate that Tefillos Keneged Tamidim Tiknum, that we're trying to model the Karban Talmud in some way, shape, or form? Then the Gemara says, no. Amalach Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. The olam imbalach tefilos avos tiknum. Really, tefilos stem from the avos. The asmechinu rabbanon are karbanos. But the avos are the source for the three tefilos. But what did the chachamim do? How would you translate that? Asmechinu rabbanon are karbanos? They made it dependent. They relied upon. They used karbanos as a model.
They codified
it. And maybe that's a good legal term. Why would they? What did they codify regarding? This is zmanim. It sounds like so. The avos had this idea to daven three times a day. Shacharis mincha maariv, avraham yitzchak and Yaakov. But Chazal always like concretizing things. They're very detailed oriented people. They want to know what is morning, what is afternoon, what is evening, and they looked to the world of karbanos to figure out when the zmanei tefillah should be. The Gemara says you have to say this, even if you think that the tefilos avos tiknum, there's one tefila that is clearly not based on the avos, which is karma musaf. There's no, the Gemara is very smart. It knows karma musaf. There are three avos, three tefilos, the fourth tefila has no parallel av. You could have went to the imahos,
Moshe,
maybe.
You could have Moshe,
David.
Man.
Yeah, in the Midrashan, there's a whole other list of three tefilos. Moshe was talking three tefilos. David was talking three tefilos. But the three avos, three tefilos, musaf is not there. Therefore, musaf has to be based on the karban musaf, which is exactly the term the Torah uses to describe these karbanos. And therefore, you see, karbanos have to be there in some way, shape, or form. So the maskana of the Gemara sounds like that the avos were matakin tefila, the concept of shakras men kamariv, let's assume, but the zmanim and maybe some other halachos are going to be modeled after the world of karbanos. Why would Chazal model the Zmanim after the world of Karbanos? Any ideas? Maybe they should model
it's
it after the Zmanim.
It's structured, and what else is as structured and as precise?
Karbanos are super, yeah, exactly. So, just what Avi's pointing out is something maybe I should have pointed out at the beginning. Avos and Karbanos really give you two different models of Tefillah. The Avos are like free-flowing. Like, something happens in the world, Hashem tells Avram the choice of the own, Avram davens. Yitzhak was Lasuach Basada. He was like, walking around the field and davening for a shidduch. Yaakov has a chance encounter with the Shechina at Har HaMoriah. He just davens. It sounds like it's free-flowing, it's amorphous, you can do whatever you want. Karbanos, the obvious pointing out, is the opposite. It is like the most choreographed and detailed-oriented area of halacha that we have.
Now the Vavidu, ages are...
Like, exactly. If you mess it up, you die. And that's
the red wire instead of the green wire.
Yeah, and the entire thing blows up.
Yeah.
So those are two different models of tefillah, which we're going to have to struggle with and balance as we go through some of the halachos. But if you assume that really tefillah stems from the avos, why would they draw from karbanos? Obviously, because maybe they wanted to give us some more structure. But is there a thematic connection? Is there a conceptual connection between maybe they should have structured it after the zmanim for dalad minim, the zmanim for afilas matzah? I don't know. Anything else? You see, clearly Chazal were working with this model that avoda, that something about tefillah has to be modeled after karbanos. There is some similarity. What is the nature of that similarity? What is the nature of that modeling? And what does it teach us about tefillah? That's what we're going to have to unpack. But at the very least, you have that tefillah, let's assume on a deraisa level, is once a day. The avo said daven three times a day. And the structure in terms of the zmanim comes from karbanos. So before we get to the thematic connection and maybe some of the conceptual points, you have to figure out what is that really the be-all and end-all? The Gemara establishes the connection between karbanos and tefillah is about zman and tefillah. Is that it? Is there anything else? Are there any other halakos about tefillah that we look to karbanos for? Or maybe the Chazal made up everything else about tefillah. All the other halakos were just created out of thin air based on other models, based on other considerations. But the only thing we have in the Gemara is zman. So that's going to be our first order of business. Just on the technical level, is this Gemara the be-all and end-all of the connection between tefillah and karbanos? And if you saw the next sources, this is a major, major debated point. If you look at the author of the Nodim Yehuda, Vikatsko Lando, on the top of page 4, he says, "Vasinachinu rabbanan karbanos, nir l'neyo saiti, t'hainu l'inyan zmanim," that when the Gemara says that tefillah is connected to karbanos, that is only regarding zmanei tefillah. Da'ainu linyan zmanim, shiu kafi zmanei karbanos. De'imlon kein, kevin shekamara tiknim ha'avos, the avos already metakein shakras min chanariv, lom hitzrako shuv rabbanon das makinu klal karbanos. What would be added by using karbanos as a model? We only need the model of karbanos for structure, like Avi's saying. You need the zmanim, you don't want to dive in all morning, dive in all afternoon, dive in all evening. So we look to the world of Avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash to figure out the Zmanim. 4 hours a day, 6 hours of a day, Plaga Mincha, Alaga Mincha, everything that you saw in the Gemara. But there's really no inherent connection then between Tefillah and Karbanos. They just needed a model for Zmanim. What is morning? What is afternoon? What is evening regarding Avodas Hashem? So they looked at the world of Karbanos. If you saw the Rambam in source number 3, what do you think? Where does the Rambam discuss the connection between tefillah and karbanos, and where does he discuss tefillah as an independent concept? So we could go through it together. Source halacha aleph. This is the opening halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. Mitzvos asei l'spal b'chol yom. Right, there's a mitzvah asei to daven every day. Shenemar v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem. And then the Rambam says that is avodah shebelev. That's what we saw last week. This is like the concentration or the whatever we describe avodah shebelev last week to be. Vein minyan atzvilos min haTorah. There's no number from the Torah. The Mishnah atzvilos nizos min haTorah. There's no text. There's no structure. There's no zman. Once a day, say something to God. Your yotze, your mitzvah d'oraisa. Good. Halacha gemol. The Rambam says, how much do you have to daven on a d'oraisa level? It's entirely up to you. You can daven one sentence, but if you want to have an outpouring at Philos, if you're a member of Shirat David and wherever you go, you want to be talking to God, that is an extremely worthwhile and admirable way of living your life. If you're accustomed to the words, if you know how to talk to God, you feel comfortable doing it, do as much as you want. But if you have a stutter, a little literal stutter, a stammer, or you don't find the words with which to express yourself to God, so then you do it once a day. So the entire thing is amorphous on a derisive level. You do as much as you want, do as little as you want, just do it once a day. Fantastic. Where does Shmona Esrei come in according to the Rambam? Where does a set text come in? Halakha Dalet. This is fascinating. It might have been something you're familiar with before. According to the Rambam, where does Shmona Esrei emerge from historically? Jews living, Jews in Galus, because Jews didn't know Hebrew anymore. So all of a sudden, you went from a situation where you had people that were able to, like, you know, speak biblical.
It's
a bidyavid, exactly. People were able to speak biblical poetry on a regular basis. Just like, you know, you always wonder, like, did those kings of Israel who were over the Avodah Zarah, could they really, like shoot out, like, perfectly calibrated, sentences with perfect rhyme and meter in biblical poetry? And Paro also? Did they really speak in biblical Hebrew? I have no idea. But it's an interesting thing to think about. But clearly they spoke Hebrew as their spoken language. They knew how to speak to God. People go to Galus. They become like me. Hebrew is your second language, or your third language, or whatever it is. You don't feel comfortable in expressing yourself in the same way. So therefore, the people needed a set text to say. And therefore, Shmona Esrei is almost like a bidyavid. So far, what do we have? We have the mitzvah d'oraisa. We have what you're supposed to be doing. We have the bidyavid situation of having Shmona Esrei. What has not entered the picture yet at all? Karbanos.
Although there's a hint text. And then Halacha Gemara,
they
said that they would all face the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay, good. They're all face the Beit HaMikdash. Good. They're all face the Beit HaMikdash. 100%. Good. We'll get to that at the end. But the Rambam, it presents the history of Tefillah as totally independent of the world of Karbanos. There was a separate mitzvah d'oraisa, which is from Moshe Rabbeinu to Daven, every day. People did this mitzvah d'oraisa all throughout Bayis Rishon, and all throughout Galus Babel. When people came back from Galus Babel, they couldn't speak Hebrew anymore, so Anshei Tekenes HaSagadola wrote a Shmon Esrei for them. Nothing to do with Karbanos yet.
It's also...
Yeah, I'm sorry, afterwards.
Sorry. Completely divorced from Avos.
Okay, yes, good. So I left it out. There's one halacha in Halachos Melachim, where the Rambam describes history of halacha, so to speak. Shem Mesmos and Enoch, what Avram did, Yitzchak did, Yaakov did, Moshe, and then Vamoshe, Vishlam Taryag. So there he describes that the Avos were the first people to daven in Shacharis Menachah Ma'ariv. But he doesn't mention it in Hilchos Tefillah. That's in the history of halacha lesson in Halachos Melachim. 100%. The Rambam left out our Gemara so far in the initial presentation of Tefillah. Yeah, Ellie. So that's a great addition. For God willing, we're going to see that point, not today, later in a different time. Gemara says that that one of the things the world stands on is avoda. Avoda sounds like avodas of karbanos. The Mishnah, the Gemara in Tana says, ilulei ma'amados lo niskayimo shmayim v'aretz. If not for ma'amados. Ma'amados were a combination of karbanos and people davening. So you look at the Rishonim, there are some focus on karbanos, some focus on tefillah. But there is this notion that to keep the cosmic order going, we have to daven. The Rambam decidedly does not focus on that. The Rambam is focusing on personal avodah, so to speak, my personal connection to Hashem. But yeah, but thank God. We'll get there. When does the Rambam introduce Karbanos? Halakha hey. V'chein tiknu she minyan ha-tfilos k'minyan ha-karbanos. That in Halakha hey, after describing the whole history of tefillah, he says, oh, according to what I'm saying now, just once a day, every day, once a day Shmona Esrei, right? Where do we get three times a day? Keneged Karbanos. So again, at what point of his introduction to tefillah does the Rambam mention Karbanos? Only when he gets to the number of tefillos. Not the Raisa, not the initial Darabanan, only a prat, a detail within the mitzvah Darabanan. Fantastic. And the Rambam says that the two tamiz, Shachas Mincha is keneged tamiz Shachas HaMesh HaBeir Arbayim, and then the Amariv is keneged the burning of the Ivarim on the Mizbeach. So the Rambam seems to have read our Gemara, like the Tzlach, presumably, perhaps. Sorry, yeah. Zman versus number, good. Meaning Zman versus number, call off on that. We're not modeling all of tefillah after Karbanos. Tefillah is an independent way of serving Hashem. It's a mitzvah lavodas Hashem, Shmon Esrei, but just because nothing to do with Karbanos, nothing to do with the history of Karbanos, it's only because of people couldn't speak Hebrew anymore. And the Karbanos are used for a detail within tefillah in terms of the number and in terms of the Zman. Thank you, Noam, for that correction. But I think we're all taught at some level that there's some deeper connection between Karbanos and tefillah, tefillah and Karbanos, and are there really sources for that? According to the Rambam, no. According to the Tzlach, no. But if you look in the Gemara, not on Chavav and Beis, which is the first Gemara we saw, but on Chavav and Aleph, you start seeing different Lashonos appear even in the Gemara itself. But as the Gemara discussed, the first Gemara we saw, tefillos keneged timidim tikno, that the tefillos were corresponding or parallel to the Tamids. If you look at the Gemara in Daf Chavav, the Gemara is describing the concept of tashlumen, that if you miss a tefillah, you could daven twice the next time around. And the Gemara has a suffix, if I miss Shacharis, I daven mincha twice. Fantastic. Let's say I miss mincha. Could I daven marav twice? So what's the difference? Why not? Why would I not be able to daven marav twice? Yeah, because it goes to the next day. Good. So you couldn't have just said it goes to the next day, and therefore it's the next day. What is the Gemara, how does the Gemara phrase that? If you look at the underlying part, avahaka, tefillah bimkom karbanhi, v'kivan d'avar yomo batel karbanu. The tefillah, it's not just corresponding. It's not that mincha is corresponding. Here, tefillah bimkom karban. And therefore, if night falls, it's already the next day. And what do we know from the Hilchos Karbanos? Avar yomo batel karbanu, that the next day you can't bring the... Sorry? Avar zmano batel karbanu, that's it. It becomes like a Hebrew phrase, right? People say it. Like, you missed your chance. So over here, what do you make of this phrase? Not tefillah keneged karban or keneged tamid, but tefillah bimkom karban. And there are other halakhic ramifications, other nafkaminas, that were drawing more from the world of karbanos into the halakhos of tefillah. So what do you make of this phrase? Tefillah bimkom karban? Yeah.
Also interesting that, despite the fact that we're applying this principle, but the Hector Dvarim is a continuation of the daylight. And actually, it's one of those rare examples where we use the day from sunrise to sunrise.
100%. There are more complications here, and God willing, we get up to Tashlumin. We'll be able to unpack that. Because the day for Karbanos starts from morning until evening. Morning until morning. So Dafka in the world of Kachem is like that. And here we're saying over Yom Kippur Karbano once nightfall. Which is not true in the world of Karbanos. So God willing, that is something which we've shown already. I'll start unpacking on this Gemara.
Avos as well, because Avos means
to say that. Yeah. Yes. Good. So this is a question we didn't get into. Let's say the Rambam says that the mitzvah is daven once a day. What is the day that the Rambam describes? Is it morning to morning, or is it nightfall to nightfall? So that's a machlokas rishonim and acharonim. So Fokinach says it's from morning to morning, which is not similar to the normal day in halacha.
They'll go against his gemara,
exactly. And but the Prima Gadin quotes his gemara and says it's from a nightfall to nightfall. That's the, and if you daven mariv, you don't have to daven the next day on a derech level because you already daven once within that 24-hour period. So why would it be morning to morning versus night to night? So that's also something to discuss. But perhaps one of the issues is that the world of karbanos is morning to morning.
Because it's still burning overnight.
I'm sorry.
The carbon
mitzvah
is still burning.
Right, so maybe there's a continuation from the previous day. Or maybe, Technically. Or maybe tefillah is not connected any halachic day, it's connected the experiential day. The way we experience the day is we wake up in the morning, we go to sleep at night. It's also an idea we're going to have to explore. Maybe tefillah is not modeled after avos, it's not modeled after karbanos. There's a third aspect. It's just tefillah is supposed to be about my connection to Hashem, my avodas Hashem. I experience a day, I wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night, and therefore it makes sense that the day for tefillah would be from morning to morning. But either way, this Gemara has a new phrase, not keneged but benkom, with another halachic ramification. And if you start going through like the Rishonim and Acharonim about this topic, you'll see there is a major, major, major push to draw many, many halachos from the world of Kabanos back into the world of tefillah. So you have the tour, and source number 5 is probably the landmark Maramakom about this. He's talking about kavana during tefillah. That's what Simon Tzadikas is about, having proper kavana. He writes as follows: V'yispalda derech tachanunim. You should daven in a way of supplication. Kirash mevakeish mefasach. Like you're a poor person begging for money. Uvenachas. V'shelo tira alav kamaswa. You shouldn't be like a burden. Mevakeish lipater mimena. Something we just want to get over with. V'achla shiyasek olze. If you daven in this way, muftach lo shetiskabel tefilaso. You are promised that your tefillah is going to be answered, or at least received. Why? Shatfila hi bimkom karban. Where does he draw this phrase from? Tefillah bimkom karban? From the Gemara Brachos. Tefillah is in place of a karban. Dixiv, now we have a pasuk for this, v'nishalma parim sefaseinu. What does that mean? V'nishalma parim sefaseinu, our lips are going to fill in for the parim, for the karbanos, for the cows. Uksiv ula avdo b'chol avachem. And the Torah says you should serve God with all your heart. That's why you have to have kavana during davening. That's why kavana is so important. Because kavana is important in what area of halacha? In kashya, in karbanos. And tefillah is modeled after karbanos. Meaning, as opposed to saying that the Rambam said that we saw last week, love the bakal of avkam, avodah shebaleiv, concentration is an independent thing about tefillah, what is the Torah saying? Where do we get the idea of kavana for tefillah? From the world of kavanos.
So it's much more forgiving to base it on the avot than based on the karbanos.
Yes, so 100%. The avos are much more free-flowing, much more amorphous. Yeah. Karbanos is extremely, extremely demanding.
You're in or you're out.
And that's exactly what he goes through. He goes through 10 different halakos about tefillah, It's very scary. Because if you find the shanos and the rishon, in the same way, a makshava psula is mefagel a karban, if possible a karban, makshava psula is going to be mefagel your tefillah.
The question is, what is a makshava psula? You have to say it. Right,
you have to say it, yeah.
Say it. So therefore that would go against the story.
That would go against the story, yes.
So if you miss one letter in an email address, it doesn't get there.
Right.
And this is the way, karbanos.
That's the way karbanos work.
It should be for tefillah also.
Right. I mean, the ikar tefillah is shmones, right? And a lot of the halakos he has here are only b'chachila. The Torah himself is aware of the fact. He talks about davening in a makam kavua. So the Meiri says, why should you daven in a makam kavua? It helps your karbana. You're always in the same place. You know your surroundings. You're not going to get distracted. What does the Torah say? Because each karban had a makam kavua in the Beis Hamikdash. This is around five lines down. Why are you supposed to daven near a wall? We're not supposed to have anything mafsik between you and the wall. That's what the Gemara says. Again, the Meiri says because it's distracting to have lots of things that are around, lots of things that are connected to tefillah in the interior design of a shul. The Torah says because chatzitza is a very important halacha regarding the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, the same way we have a laws of chatzitza in the Beis Hamikdash, there are also laws of chatzitza when it comes to tefillah. It talks about begantim yuchadim. People wear hat and jackets. So again, there's a whole sugya on Shabbos about hicho and about wearing begantim yuchadim for tefillah. The Torah says, what's the background to that Gemara? It's not mentioned in the Gemara at all, but what's the background to that? The Kohanim had begantim yuchadim. The whole mitzvah of tefillah, va'avanatem ula avdo, which for the Rambam was an independent mitzvah of tefillah, where does the Torah present that? In the context of karbanos, v'neshalma parim sefaseinu, the term avoda means the bringing a karban. We no longer have the capability of bringing karbanos, and therefore what becomes more important in b'zman hazeh? Tefillah, the secondary, so to speak, form of avodas Hashem.
but the, if you actually go into it, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because like even figgles, it's not like you have, figgles not when you like just like are thinking about the
right.
sports score. It's about, you're thinking about, well, I'm going to have in mind this.
A different karvan, yeah.
So it's like when you're davening shachar, you have in mind this is musaf, mincha or whatever. Or
right.
like, and even that, like you're supposed to walk barefoot now and daven.
So good. So the Torah himself, each of these halakos, he plays, he does a little, he does some gymnastics in order to tie it in. And he himself is aware that it's a little bit of a loose connection. If you go through it, let's say he talks about begadim, he says, look at the third to last line. V'rayi shehu sheyu lo malbushim naim yuchadim l'tzvila kegon big tekuna. Elshin kol adam yachol avazves olza. Not everybody could afford to have a fancy suit for davening. Nefer Chazal said it's a good idea, but it's not ma'akev davening. So clearly he's trying to draw this connection.
And certain things are ma'akev.
And certain things are not, exactly. And it's a little bit, it could be all or nothing, but he's saying it's a derabanan. Chazal were modeling tefillah after kabanos, and therefore they chose which ones they wanted to make more central, which ones not, but all of the halakos are really modeled after kabanos. Yeah, no.
It's also to perhaps water it down a little bit. If you notice, he says very clearly at the beginning and at the end, this is to guarantee your tefillah to be accepted.
Right.
By connecting that, when it can be sure that it will be accepted if you mamash make it like a korban. You also end that way. The Rashi said, "Do not a korban." But doesn't mean necessarily that it's a nothing and it's puzzle.
Right. Maybe it's good.
The best thing is muftach instead of korban. So the best, it's still tefillah.
It's still tefillah. So that's why it's not ma'ake, but it's a good thing to do. Right, the Gemara learns that from Avraham Avinu, 100%. The Gemara learns.
It's not exclusive to the Korban.
The Gemara learns that from Avraham Avinu. The Gemara doesn't mention the word Korban at all in the whole sugya of Makom Kavua, but the Tor on his own has this model so strongly in his mind that he's taking halakos and tefillah that we have different sources for and saying, really, what's going on in the background? Chazal are modeling it after Korbanos.
We did see here Hilchos Boker, lots of hints of how Avodas Yom is connected to.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Exactly. When you do the sugya of tefillah and tefillah sadayim, we're going to see that it's going to, maybe one of the approaches is that tefillah sadayim before tefillah is dumya to the karbanos before avodah. Gershon.
Just a question of mine. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of different karbanos, right?
Yes.
So I'm saying, we're talking about karban.
So this is probably after the karban tamid. But we will see that maybe in times of crisis, different types of tefillos could be connected at different karbanos. Right. But this pashtos that is connected to the karban tamid, the bread every day. So according to this, what do you think? Did they daven Shemona Esrei during Baya Sheni?
According
to Rambam, we know they did. They're matakin Shemona Esrei during the beginning of Baya Sheni, and while they were bringing karbanos, they were also davening Shemona Esrei. According to the Rambam, they were Matakin Shimon Esrei, Anshei Knesset Gadol or Matakin Shimon Esrei. They were at the beginning of Bayit Sheni. And they said Shimon Esrei all throughout Bayit Sheni, even while they were bringing the Karbanos.
Not according to the Torah.
But according to the Torah, we don't know. But we do find explicit statements in the Rishonim.
Why would you need it?
Right. Logically, you could say why we don't need it. So this, the Tashbetz points out, this point might really be a machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishonim. It's like a fascinating thing. Look at source number 6 and source number 7. This is the schedule of the Tanayim during this time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya, Amar Yishua ben Chananya, Kasheinu Smichem Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Anchal Mo Yitzakes, Lo Reinu Sheina Beninu. We didn't go to sleep. Ketzad, Shar Rishona Tamej HaShachar. We would be in the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karma Tamed. Misham Latfila, and there we would go Davin. Misham Karma Masaf, then we would go back to the Beis HaMikdash to see a witness to bring in the Karma Masaf. Misham Latzvilas Mosafen. Then we would go to Shul to daven Mosaf. Misham Lavi Tamejer. Misham Lachil Vashtiya. Misham Latzvilas Mincha. Misham Latanesh Ben Arba'im. Kan Ve'elak Simchat Beis HaShoeva. So do you bring the Karban Tamid, daven Shacharis, bring the Karban Mosaf, daven Mosaf, go learn, daven Mincha, bring the Karban Tamid Shal Mincha, and then go party all night and start again. Look at the next page. Look at the Talmud Yerushalmi. Amar Yishua Ben Chananya. Kol Yomim Shem Simchat Beis HaShoeva Lo Yu Tamin Tam Sheina Kol Ikar. We would never go to sleep during Chol Moed Sukkos. At first, we would go to help bring the carbon tamid. There, we would go bring carbon masaf. Then, we'd bring a lot of other carbonos. It's Yom Tov. We would have a seuda. And then we would go party all night. What is missing in the Yerushalmi's description? Tefillah. They never went to shul. So the Tashbetz, one of the Rishonim, points out that this historical question, did they daven during Bayit Sheni, seems to be a machlokas between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi.
You think the Yerushalmi would be the authority on this, because...
Okay,
it is though.
Right, they're both written well after the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed.
Sorry, I don't know. Like,
right. It's an interesting question. Should we assume that Eretz Yisrael Makoros have a more authentic Mesorah about what happened in Eretz Yisrael? Even if they're written hundreds of years later, I'm not sure.
Horah comes from
I guess about historical things. We trust early.
We generally pass on
the Kabbalah. But here's not like a, it's a historical question. It's not really a question about Psak. But you just see clearly in comparing the two statements, did they daven Shacharis on Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? And the Tashbetz doesn't say conceptually what it's based on, but I think it makes a lot of sense. According to the Rambam, Tefillah is an independent mitzvah. They modeled certain aspects of Tefillah off of Karbanos, but they davened all throughout Bayit Sheni. According to the Torah, perhaps, that Tefillah is a way, in the Shalom Parim Sefaseinu, Avodah Shebelev Shemon Esrei, is a way of replacing Karbanos, would make a lot of sense, perhaps, at least you can have the possibility that the average Jew maybe didn't daven Shemon Esrei during the time period of Bayit Sheni.
Although, if we still have the thing that the Jews at that point didn't know.
Right.
So you would still need Shemona
Esrei. So maybe they davened Shemona Esrei, but maybe it wasn't Shacharis Min Kamarev. Maybe
like the general public.
The general public.
Like the Talmidei Chachamim didn't need to because they...
Right. We don't have enough information. We don't know what the Torah would say about this, but at least the model the Torah has would leave open the possibility that they wouldn't be matake in the three tefillos during Bayit Sheni.
Not necessarily.
It's the best.
It's guaranteed tefillos. I think that's maybe the model.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, it leaves open the possibility. I hear what you're saying, no, but it's not muhrak one way or the other. But I think it's the possibility is certainly there. Yeah, Ellie.
Come back to the original question I was before about the cosmic and everything. Is it also because the Korbanos do what the Shemona Esrei is needed? Is that
do the Korbanos...
Meaning, I'm Yisrael, I don't see where the Korbanos are coming.
Okay, good. So once you get to the world of Makshava, so the Alter Rebbe, in one of his pieces of Tefillah, he has a Maimar where he throws in that in the post-Beis HaMikdash world, there are more kokos chitzonim, there are more negative forces in the world, therefore you need every Jew, the Daven Shimon Esrei, to combat that. But he says, he doesn't quote the Tashbetz, and so he doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but he just says, when the Karbanos were being brought, the average Jew was not davening Shimon Esrei three times a day, because the Karbanos took care of whatever the kokos chitzonim were around. So he's not working within the Torah that we need a way of Avodas Hashem after the world of Karbanos, there are Matak and Tefillah, but he's just saying from a more spiritual way, from a metaphysical side, the Karbanos took care of a lot of these negative forces, and once they're not there, we sort of need Am Yisrael to step up, and that's where Shimon Esrei three times a day comes in. What, if we assume that there really is a strong connection between Karbanos and Tefillah, so what is the connection? Why would Chazal want to be Matake in Tefillah to be totally modeled or take the place of Karbanos? Maybe the Chazal should have said everybody should take an animal in their backyard and kill it, or maybe everybody should raise a cow in preparation for Karbanos. There could be a million ways the Chazal could institute something to take the place of Karbanos. Why would they focus on Tefillah per se? So if you look in source number 11, there are many, many approaches, many, many, many ways to go. But I want to just get this on the table and then do one other point and then we'll wrap up. One of the original Midrashim that points this out, in the Shalma Parim Sfaseinu, that our tefillos take the place of Karbanos, is this Midrash in Bamidbar Rabbah. So the Midrash says as follows, Kol tisavon kachtov neshalma parim sfaseinu. Amor Yisrael, Ribono Shavalam, Vizman Shabbos Mitash Kayam, when the Beis Mitash is around, Hayinu Makdivim Karban in his kaper. We would offer Karbanos and we would get forgiven. Nowadays we only have tefillah. That sounds like they're saying it's not enough. Read the continuation of the Midrash. Rabbi Simon Omer, Kach Tov, V'Gematria Nefesh. This phrase, a pasuk, Kach Tov, which is the same pasuk as Neshama Parim Sifazinu, the Gematria is Nefesh. Amr Yisrael, K'shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, Hayinu Maktirim Chalavim Be'ibarim V'Meskaparim. When the Beis HaMikdash was up, we would offer Karbanos and get Kapara. V'Akshav, Harei Chilbeinu V'Dameinu V'Nafshosinu. Yiratol milfanaka shetei kapara leino neshama parim sifasinu. What takes the place of karbanos now the Beis Hamikdash is no longer there? Not just words of tefillah, but what is the gematria of kach tov in this pasuk? Nefesh. What is the definition of tefillah then, according to this medrash, and how does that take the place of karbanos? Tachanunim. You're sacrificing yourself, so to speak. You're supposed to be makriv your neshama on the mezbeach, bavavi mishkan evne. That song is really pshan this medrash, which is really the basis, halachic basis for the Torah, who's talking on a halachic level, since of where did Chazal look for the models for tefillah? They looked to the world of karbanos, because tefillah takes the place of karbanos. In what way does tefillah take the place of karbanos? Because karbanos are about sacrificing your money, your animals, your possessions to Hashem. What is tefillah about? Giving over yourself to Hashem.
Supplication.
Well, let's tease this avodah. You like an evidence. Let's tease this out. What does it mean that tefillah is being makrev your nefesh to Hashem? That's a nice idea, but we could try to define it a little bit more. This is already out of the world of halakha. It's already more the world of machshava. Yeah, so I think Rav Soloveitchik has a lot of pieces about this, where he says, like Rav Soloveitchik's theory about tefillah, you wake up in the morning, you have a million tzrachim. You don't know if your life is meaning, you don't know if you're going to have any money to put food on your table, you have all these concerns. What does tefillah do? Tefillah goes through all of your concerns, one after the other, after the other, after the other, and not in the sense that this is my list of things I have to do today, but the sense that for all of these things that I actually need to get through the day, that I care about on a physical and a spiritual and emotional level, all of these things, I am totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Soloveitchik writes that for people he knows in America, that is so counterintuitive, because the American ethos is independence. You can build yourself up. You're the master of your own destiny. If you work really hard, it's a meritocracy, you can fulfill the American dream, and you could be successful. And what are we doing when we're davening?
Yeah, but it's another side to the tefillah. Yeah.
Which is?
It's that part, and it's also a part of
modim. Great. So for Rav Soloveitchik, bakasha is the main part of davening, because quantitatively, numerically, it takes up the majority of Shemoneh Esrei. So, but thank you for bringing up that point. So tefillah is saying all these things that I really care about, which I have to work for, really, they're entirely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. He quotes this medrash. You're being makrib your nefesh to Hashem, saying that everything I care about, my entire nefesh, is totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is similar to a karban. And that's why tefillah, of any religious thing we can do, takes the place of a karban. And that's why halachically, there is a deep connection between tefillah and karbanos, according to the Torah, and according to many other Rishonim, as God willing, we'll see. Just to conclude, we have to ask ourselves, so we have these two models of tefillah. According to the Rambam, tefillah is independent of karbanos to a degree. According to the Torah, it's deeply enmeshed. Maybe different types of tefillahs are going to function differently. If you look at the Talmud Yerushalmi, we'll stop with this, with sources 8 and 9, the Talmud Yerushalmi has this connection between tefillah and karbanos, but only in a specific context. Let's at the top of page 9. Rabbi Pinchas Rav Levi, Rav Yochanan, Mishem Menachem de Galia, a whole long list of Amorayim. Zeh she'over lefnei ativa, the person who's davening for the Amud, ain omer lo bo vispavel. We don't say go daven. To the average person, you say go to shul daven. To the chazan, you don't say go daven. Ele bo lukrav. Go and do battle. Asay karbanenu. Go and bring our karban. Asay tzarcheinu, asay milchamtenu, payez ba'adenu. So, and in this view, this is that the Kohen Gadol, exactly. Where does tefillah get referred to as a karban? Tefillah is a tzibur, not for the average Jew. The average Jew, I say, hispalel, go daven. But once you're davening a tzibur, the model after the karbanos, that's where tefillah becomes a karban. That's where tefillah becomes the ideal form of tefillah. Like Noam said, the tefillah that is muftach is going to be accepted like a karban. Look at the next passage in Talmud Yerushalmi. Pinchas Mishim Rav Yoshaya, Hamaspalo Beveis HaKnesses, Ki'ilu Makrav Mincha Torah. The average tefillah, maybe not. But if you're davening in shul, Bitzibor, that's where your tefillah takes on the status of a karban. So, because karbanos are a tziburi type of thing. It's interesting. If you want to be Makrav your own nefesh to Hashem, you think you should go to a corner somewhere and be mizvodeh. There is room for that. But really, the best way to be Makrav your nefesh to Hashem is to do it in the context of Am Yisrael, in the context of a tzibur. That's where your tefillah takes on the status of a karban, neshama parim sifosinu. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that we maybe we say this every day in tefillah. We have two brachos towards the end of Shemona Esrei, Shema Kalino and Ritzei. The basic theme of both of them is God, please listen to all my previous brachos. So why do we need two separate tefillos? Why two separate brachos? So Avichai, one of his Yorosai Shirim, said, Shema Kolenu is Blashon Rabin. Shema Kolenu, Chus Rachim Alenu. We all as individuals have many requests. God, please listen to all of them. Ritzei, which is drawn from the language of Karbanos, Ritzei Hashem Lakinu Bama Kolesiyo B'Tzfilosam, Bashevus Ha'avod Delidver B'Sakha, refers to our tefillah as Karbanos. It's entirely Blashon Yachid. Because when does your tefillah take on the status of a karban? When Am Yisrael is davening together as a single unit, and therefore it's Blashon Yachid, that's where your tefillah takes on the status of a karban. So I think this is a very beautiful idea, because you would think tefillah, karban, makrif your nefesh, my own individual soul, bavavi mishkan evnet, it's all about me as a yachid. But really what we're saying is that the best place to do this is in the context of a tzibor, and even when you're davening as a yachid, for tzei Hashem Elokeinu, when you're binding all the tefillahs together, all of the tefillahs of Am Yisrael together, that's when your tefillah takes on the status of a karban, and that's when it could be a real fulfillment of the neshama of a neshama parim sifaseinu.
What would be the opposite then? Ritzei would be, if it's the tzibor, should be the yashon rabin.
Great question. So I think the Vilna Gaon points out that throughout Chumash, Chazal assumed things b'lashon rabim, al kol yachid v'yachid, things b'lashon yachid refers to Am Yisrael as a unit. That's the halachic drashos that Chazal make. Ekspartem lachem, that she sphere the kalacha biachad. That we know that, but if it's just as besparta lacha, that means it's just a mitzvah on the Sanhedrin and the Bezdin to do it on behalf of all of Israel. So, just to summarize, we saw that according to the Rambam, there is an independent mitzvah tefillah. Chazal were looking for models for some aspects of zman, some aspects of numbers. He looked at karbanos, but it may not necessarily be a deep inherent connection. But we saw a Gemara that says tefillah b'makom karban. We saw a Torah that uses that phrase and broadens it, and we discussed how there could really be a deep connection between tefillah and karbanos. Has to be fleshed out exactly what that is. We developed one approach being makrif your nefesh, and perhaps one context in which tefillah takes on the status of a karban, and therefore it's muftak that it's going to be responded to, is in the context of a tzibor. That's where a lot of these statements connecting tefillah to karbanos take place in the base knesses and a tzibor, not necessarily a tefillah siyachid. And maybe that's the repetition of this tefillah that we have in our end of our tefillos. Hashem, please listen to all of our tefillos first as yechidim, and then ritzei as a karban tzibor on behalf of all of Am Yisrael.
And the shul is
a mikdash ma'at. And that's why, as no one pointed out, the Rambam, the one thing about the base mikdash, the Rambam puts into the mitzvah the rice of tefillah, is davening nochach ha-mikdash. Everybody davens in the same direction. And we're going to see lishonos and rishonim there, because that unifies all of Am Yisrael's tefillahs together. And what better place to do that towards as the base mikdash, the place of karbanos, the place of avodas Hashem. Thank you so much. And Nirat Hashem, next week we'll continue. Maybe we'll deal with Zman's tefillah. And I think I kept it to 40.